This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Okay, Joel Skousen, editor at worldoffairsbrief.com, which has a lot of great free material on it. I rarely ask you to let us post one of his whole articles for free, and we'll put a link to a subscription, but I think this latest one that I've seen is excellent. Joel, is it okay if we post that at InfoWars and put a link to subscribe so people can read it?
Published with an appropriate link, Alex.
Oh, thank you so much for letting us do that. Okay, we only got 4 minutes left. What do we do post-Trump? I mean, we knew this was coming. You predicted 6 months ago he would not be reelected through fraud. It's happened. How do we reorganize? What do we do?
Well, I think, first of all, we need a much larger voice that appears to be mainstream but will mix in the real hard truths that we're trying to do. Now, I know the mainstream will try to kill it, but this is a tough go. We need a major network that not only tells the things that you and I want to say on that, but we need something that actually has, preparedness courses on television. We need gun show type courses and things that'll attract all of the people that are peripherally attracted to our movement, but aren't yet up to speed on the conspiratorial aspects of this fraud.
And the NRA tried that and got infiltrated and shut down.
Yeah, well, and that's what I worry about Trump buying out Newsmax, for example, and making his TV network. Newsmax is a compromised organization. I mean, Chris Reddy started out on the proper role to get into the conservative movement by telling everybody that Vince Foster was murdered, and he was. And he defended that royally, but his Newsmax has never touched conspiracy since then. And that's what would happen if Trump put his money into Newsmax. So I'm really worried that there's a need for a real, very glitzy television station, better than The Blaze, better than Fox News, that will really
tell
the
truth. And I guarantee you, with new faces and the right people, coming like me and you and secretly advising them, you could do that and launch it for $15 million in just a couple of months, and then it would get its own funding immediately. I mean, I'm so blackballed, I can't do it. But, I mean, I've even got a little bit of money to do it, but I don't have the personnel. Our crew's great. It's just, you're absolutely right. All we need is our own communication system. We'll win. We'll definitely turn this around.
That's right. Well, I happen to know there's a couple of financiers in our movement who are really staunch conservatives that are willing to finance this. And we're going to start meeting in February to put this all together. And we're going to see what we can come out, because we need to actually reach people on the periphery, not just continue to talk to the choir. And we need to really make sure that we get a very, very well professional message that comes out that attracts a great deal of good people who otherwise would be.
I agree, because Epic Times has done that to a certain extent, but they're Falun Gong Buddhists. They don't get it all. They're good guys. They've been through the communist ringer, but we need something even better than that. And anything done like that will explode instantly.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Trump movement is really going to be looking for new leadership. And Donald Trump's going to be there. He's got an ego, I think, that when he recovers from this, I think he's going to try to lead the movement. But I think we need to look to new leadership. I really do.
I agree. And I don't want to be mean to Trump, but him being threatened with the 25th Amendment, folding like this, has wounded him severely. And I just think he's going to still be a force and try to act like he can fix the Republican Party. But again, he never had the intel to do it. His kids don't have it other than Don Jr. They just don't get it. They don't have the intel.
Well, that's right. Donald Trump's children, and I worry about the Trump legacy, Don Jr. running or Ivanka or anything else. I think that's going to be bad for the movement. These people have no conservative background. They don't have the arguments. They're just going to play the movement. And they're less sincere, in my opinion, than Donald Trump is.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ivanka and Eric definitely. And Don's trying. I don't think he's. It's not that Don's dumb. He's getting better. It takes decades to learn this, and he just doesn't have it.
That's right. You've got to be in the movement. You've got to. I've been in this thing for 50, 60 years, and I have all my uncle's background and my father's background. I mean, it just takes a lot of understanding to develop an instinct where you can smell evil, where you can smell the deep state and its presence. And that's what we need to teach people to develop.
That's right. We're not bragging. We want to teach people this. We need to, exactly. All right, Joel Skousen, worldfirstbrief.com. We'll post your new piece at InfoWars.com with a link. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be back, folks. Wow. Pray for America. Pray for the world. Pray for awakening. In the name of Jesus Christ. Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high quality storable food.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had
yesterday, the President of the United States incited an armed insurrection against America. The gleeful desecration of the U.S. Capitol, which is the temple of our American democracy, and the violence targeting Congress are horrors that will forever stain our nation's history, instigated by the President of the United States. That's why it's such a stain. In calling for this seditious act, the President has committed an unspeakable assault on our nation and our people. I join the Senate Democratic leader in calling on the Vice President to remove this President by immediately invoking the 25th Amendment. If the Vice President and the Cabinet do not act, the Congress may be prepared to move forward with impeachment. That is the overwhelming sentiment of my caucus. And the American people, by the way. Because yesterday...
All right, that's enough from her and a little clown mask that they take off as soon as nobody's around. We have all the undercover videos of her, as you know, as you remember. The DOJ has arrested at least 15 for the Make America Great Again riot, which was led by Antifa and the globalists. But they arrested the 60-year-old who put his feet up on Pelosi's desk, was arrested in Arkansas home as DOJ charges 15, the capital attack, including an Alabama man, 70, who brought 11 Molotov cocktails, two handguns, and an assault rifle. Because Q told him to. So I warned all of you. Now they're going to say, Biden's Q, and he's a patriot, and he's going to... We built this movement. We tried to wake up the world against the globalists. And then people delusionally thought Trump was invincible. And then once you believe he was invincible, well, then there's this magic thing called Q that's invincible. And so who needs to get involved? Because it's all handled. And I'm not mad at people that like to get into stuff like that. But we're dealing with real-world stuff here, folks. So Matt Bragg is a former Navy SEAL author, researcher. He's predicted these type of false flags. I want to get his take on what happened and his take on what he thinks is coming up. But I think Trump, first off, made a major strategic error when he said, oh, you're going to 25th Amendment me? Okay, my supporters are bad. It's all bad. When he had intelligence reports and the Capitol Police, I knew this the day before. I knew it the day we were there. I thought Anthony would just try to start fights in crowds. I think they'd try to like pose as us and go in, though they said they were going to pose as patriots. They said to get into the crowd. You've got Matt Gaetz saying it. You've got other congressmen coming out and saying it. But, and you've got the New York Post saying Antifa did this and they arrested some. And then Antifa was on video bragging they did it. So why is it Trump coming out and pointing that out? To me, that is a huge, huge deal. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be on. You know, that was a terrific interview with Joel Skousen. He's the real deal. I mean, he's a deep thinker, and he's dead on. As far as a new face for this movement, I'm very impressed with the Epoch Times. So I've been to a few Trump rallies. they're out in force. At least somebody's putting their money, you know, behind this a movement. I don't see any American billionaires doing it. If they're Taiwanese billionaires doing it, more power to them. But their spokesman is an American named Joshua Phillips with two L's and two P's. He's got a YouTube channel called Crossroads. He's terrific. You know, and not just when he's canned. When he does live chat, he takes questions like you can't believe. He is really deep in this, even as young as he is. And I'm not just trying to...
No. That's why I brought up Epic Times. They're another great model beyond InfoWars. You know, all of us together, we need more to win this.
I'm not just trying to plug Joshua Phillips.
No, I'm glad you are, brother.
That's the kind of person.
Yeah,
that's the kind of person that can be the face for this. You know, Nancy Pelosi just said it was a desecration of a temple. This is her real religion. You know, she professes to be a Catholic, although she's, you know, for murdering babies, you know, 1 minute before or after birth. But her temple is the government. So when they talk about desecrating a temple, you know that the state is their religion.
Because they're God in their own eyes, and they want to make themselves God over us. That's why they don't want us to have a God above them. They don't want us to say we're above the state. Well, let me lay this out to you. You're a smart guy. You saw this. What does it look like to you? What do you think Trump needs to do with 12 days left instead of just capitulating?
I was there. I stayed near the Washington Monument. I had a lot of gear, and I didn't want to go through security or anything like that, where you've got to, you know, lose your backpack and your flags and flagpoles and stuff. So I stayed up on the hill near the Washington Monument. With binoculars, I could see the stage, and you could also see the big screens. But I could also see the Capitol. And even, you know, while Trump was still speaking, the crowds were gathering at the Capitol. So it wasn't like Trump's crowd moved down and invaded the Capitol. The invasion force was already at the Capitol. So as soon as Trump ended, they started swarming the Capitol. So unfortunately, this is going to go down, I think, as Trump's greatest blunder. Because if you say, now let's go to the Capitol, even if you say peacefully, they'll cut that out. So you say, you can put a clip together of Trump saying, let's go to the Capitol, cut it there. Then you show the worst, you know, clips from the Capitol occupation or attempted occupation. And to the American
mind. Oh, that's exactly what they did. Trump's like, let's peacefully go down there. Trump, they asked me, go peacefully lead them, Alex. And then he's going to pull up and wave. But then, but before he ever finished, you're right, they were already rioting down there, so it never happened.
And it's not just Antifa.
Why would Trump want this anyways, Matt? This is the worst thing ever.
It's the worst. But we walked right into an ambush. Bill Whittle has a very good video about this on the last day. We walked straight into a setup, an ambush. This was a classic Buffalo jump. You know, they when you plan something so far in advance, it allows your enemies to also plan. And I want to be very careful here. It's not just from the left, okay? It's not just communists.
There are right-wingers that want to start a revolution.
They are called accelerationists. And they believe that the sooner we get to a hot civil war, the better. So while we're trying to build a movement to take back our country peacefully, they want to blow it up and get they feel that the civil war is inevitable. The longer we wait, the worse it'll be. So let's start it as soon as possible. So they were able to hijack a beautiful day. It was one of the best days of my life. And it turned into maybe one of the worst days for America or for conservatives.
Well said. One of my best days ever. And then it all went to hell. It was like a bad acid trip or something.
It was terrible, but it was so foreseeable. You know,
that's why I'm so mad at myself. I'm not to blame for this, but I knew they were there. I just couldn't believe it would be so bold or they would sucker us. And I was so busy worrying about Trump and leading the march and other stuff and, you know, talking to the plumber because a pipe broke in my house or whatever, that we walked right into a damn trap.
And the fact that they didn't have the 8-foot barricade ring around the Congress, when they do for almost, you know, for any state event, they have that, like, you know,
there was definitely a dial back and a stand down. Well, what about them ordering? We need an investigation by Congress instead of blaming Trump. Who ordered the police to open the barricades and let people in? We have video.
You can forget about investigations from inside the government. The FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop for 10 minutes.
No, I totally agree with you. And now that we're in that climate, that's why they're so reckless.
It's, and they're going to only be more and more bold. Once Biden is in office, all bets are off. You know, this is going to be used as an excuse for a super patriot act. They're going to crack down on social media like you cannot believe. You know, they are going to use incitement as a means to shut down free speech. Once they kick you off of social media, they can say that you said anything. Like, they can cut Trump's peace speech the other night and then say he was talking, you know, war.
So that's right. How big is it that they took him off PayPal and now Shopify? That means the president can't raise money. The president can't sell a hat because he's been deemed a terrorist by the corporations.
Yeah, this is how they unperson you. And they're going to go after Band.video, InfoWars, Gab, Parler, Minds, MeWe, because they're going to say they're used for terrorists to cook up plots. And this capital occupation is going to be, you know, case number one.
And it was the left that did it all. That's why we've got to expose the left. And you're right. We're getting evidence it was accelerationists with Antifa. And they actually joined forces, which means they're led by the same people. This is sick. This is evil. We're going to stop it together. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
AJ Show, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Matt Bracken's our guest, riding the shotgun for the rest of the hour. We've got one of the top Q lords joining us. Coming up, Q Sean. He'll tell us what really happened at the Capitol. He says he's a listener. And he actually says a lot of things that are true and good. It's just that the whole thing about Trump's invincible, everything's safe, Q's this mastermind, that part, not so much. And so we'll be talking to him in a moment. But Matt Bracken, I was interrupting you a lot. There's a lot of points I had. You're making a lot of great points. Big picture, though, what does Trump do? What do we do? What do you expect the deep state to do next? I totally agree with you. Them taking his Shopify, taking his PayPal, and saying they're going to persecute everybody. I mean, this is crazy. I have the Wall Street Journal saying, I led the attack and from a safe distance out of range of police projectiles, commanded the assault. I get there and it's already going like, stop, running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to stop people. We had a stage set up around the back. Trump was going to come there and speak. They didn't want the president with the image of all those people iconically speaking, so they activated provocateurs and, as you said, right wing, let's just be honest, accelerationists like the Boogaloo Boys or whatever the hell they are, to go in there and act like a bunch of asses. Now, did they do as bad as Democrats have done occupying capitals? No. Were they armed like in the Wisconsin capitals with right-wingers? Nothing happened there? No. So to try to build this up, all we got was a bunch of patriots shot and one cop dying of a aneurysm, which I'm sad he died. But, I mean, we're the patriots are the ones dying here. What do you see really going on here?
Well, this was a classic trap. I mean, we just ran right into it. You know, if you could go... Picture a World War II Japanese island battlefield. If there was some slogan where you could yell something about the emperor and every Japanese soldier would just like lose his mind and run out with a samurai sword and you could just pop them with your garand, you know, that's kind of what the left has figured out how to do. We're very easily predictable. We're very easy to fake. All you got to do is wear a MAGA hat. You know, carry a Trump flag and you're immediately accepted. There was no vetting, no nothing. So the guys that were the real hardcore Antifa, I think, were probably the window to the hammer guys. And the fact that they opened the gates and there was some kind of collusion, I believe, we'll never know that, though. You know, we'll solve the JFK assassination, you know, quicker than we solve how this whole thing unfolded, because there won't be an investigation. The deep state has been trying to set up white nationalists as the boogeyman. Even during Trump's term, he couldn't get anything done to change that. The FBI and DOJ have been running a complete separate.
Oh, you can see the giant pre-programming. And just interrupt, the Wall Street Journal article that lies about me gets it right, though, about Antifa-style groups. You know, they said guys in black and then these guys in orange hats going and actually starting it and then leading people in. I mean, they actually admit it.
And this is classic buffalo jump behavior. You know,
tell folks what a buffalo jump is.
Well, the Indians would wave blankets and set fires and get a buffalo herd stampeded towards a cliff. And this was, you know, easily predicted because everybody knew that there would be a big move towards the Capitol. So all you have to do is make that into a disastrous, catastrophic goat rope. And the entire day, which was a huge victory for conservatism, I don't know if it was 100,000 or a half million or a million, but it was a lot of people there. And all anybody's going to remember are the images of inside of the Capitol. The whole day's a race.
Yeah, no one ever sees the giant monument covered in all the side streets and Trump's speech or any of it.
Right. So we have to get smarter. You know, there's no excuse being stupid. We're in 4G warfare. And in 4G warfare, the order of battle isn't like tanks and battleships and airplanes. The order of battle is who owns the media, who owns the judiciary, You know, that's the order of battle. We can't fight like the left because we don't own the media. You know, they can burn cities all summer, and it's called mostly peaceful protests. But we can't do a, you know, a 1 hour or 2 hour occupation of the Capitol. It's the worst thing since 9/11 or Pearl Harbor. You know, we have to be smarter about this. But, you know, I feel very bad because I see that the left, there's no guardrail on behavior of the left. They'll always get more radical.
No, I agree. So what are they going to do next? I agree with you. They're going to go completely crazy. How do we counter that?
They're going to come after us, Alex. They're going to come after us. And they're going to use incitement to violence as their indictment. And they're going to use that also to shut down free speech in this country. If you say anything that's not, I condemn the right wingers, that's going to be considered incitement to violence. You can lose your job. We've seen people that went to the to this rally that had nothing to do with anything, that they've lost their jobs.
You know, and what about all the CNNs expected, but USA Today posting thousands of photos, like anybody just there, not even in the Capitol, like, who's this person? Let's get him fired. That's true fascism to have the media merging with the state.
And we're heading toward, I believe, a civil war because there are a couple of tripwires or red lines that the left will not be able to throttle back and moderate. They're going to go for gun control, if, you know, especially if there's some kind of a mass shooting, which is the easiest kind of false flag to pull off because you don't even have to be there. You know, the hammer guys at the windows of the Capitol had to be there. They risked getting arrested and outed as Antifa. So they were, like Joel Skousen said, great interview. They were the top pros, not the cannon fodder. You know, the hammer guy is wearing a mask and disappears. So a false flag shooting is probably, you know, very likely, and that'll be used to take away semi-automatics because they know that on the right, we'll never accept that. Another red line will be forced vaccinations when you're going to lose your job unless you line up.
And you're right, shoot. And they're coming for every red line. Why the hell do they want a revolution? Because they'll sit offshore in Davos and in Paris and in Luxembourg while we burn.
Well, there'll be. They don't necessarily think there'll be a civil war, and certainly not one that they lose. What they think is they're going to set up a state of emergency where they can rule like a dictatorship.
Sure, they'll use the triggered civil war to bring in the permanent civil emergency.
Yeah, and they'll bring in the permanent civil emergency, but it's going to lead to an actual civil war, and at another level above that, above you know liberals versus conservatives in America, China, communist China, would love nothing more than to see America just blow itself up in a civil war. Because if we're engaged in like a Yugoslavia times 100 for the next 5 years,
and by the way, CNN is now trying to get Fox taken off cable companies. So see, now they're going after Trump and Fox.
Right. And they're going to say, and they're going to use the rubric of incitement to violence. And they're going to, that's their excuse. And they're, believe me, Gab, Parler, Band.video, is on the hit list.
That's why we need people to financially support us and buy products today and spread the word to everybody. We're building backup sites and all sorts of stuff we've got secretly built, you know, because we knew this was coming. But yeah, we had to build our own infrastructure. People go, oh, Alex, why do you need money? Just broadcast with your phone. Because a phone connected to Google or Facebook or Apple has hundreds of millions of dollars of equipment on the other end. We've put tens of millions of dollars of equipment in for our own encoders and our own satellites and our own uplinks and our own systems and our own automation and our own engineers and our own. So we've done it for tens of millions of dollars. They've done it for billions. So we connect with our phones to our own systems to go live on the weekend for our crew and then send it out to millions of you. That takes money, folks. And that's why I agree, Epic Times and others, we need so many new groups like them, so there's so many of us they can't get us all. And Epic Times has really been the model of getting the info out without being political. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your pollen block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your pollen block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And pollen block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Wall Street Journal reported in a huge article. It was the top of Twitter this morning. I get up at like 6 a.m. I'm drinking coffee, and I got my iPad. I go, let me just go search what happened. You know, Capitol, storming of Capitol. And I want to see what they're saying about me. I put Alex Jones in. The top thing pops up, Wall Street Journal. No, sorry. Before I put that in, it's Wall Street Journal at the top. So I click it, and it's that I led the attack, and I did all of this, and I'm a coward, and I was saying attack, attack, and leading from the distance out of range of police pepper ball fire. And, I mean, it's all the footage. I show up, and I go, stop, no, gosh, this is horrible. Why the hell would I want to do that? This is like ruin the best day ever. I mean, the psychology, who benefits? They got U.S. attorneys, and we may indict Trump for this. as Matt Bracken said, it's all there. But joining us is a man known as Q Shaman. Jake the Barbarian, I guess, was his earlier incantation or incarnation. He's at USA Wolf Pack and Parlor at Jake and Jelly. And let's just play a clip of him saying some pretty good stuff when he was out at the MAGA rally. You know, we're talking about the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, the banks. It's all true. But then what happened inside the Capitol, and what does the Q Shaman tell us about the tea leaves or the bull's guts or the runes or the chicken bones he's thrown down on the deck of the ship here? Here it is.
So, all over the globe, countries are occupied by central banking institutions that loan the government money at interest. And this enables them to own all the other socioeconomic and geopolitical gears in the country. Okay? And then what they do is they use their billions or trillions of dollars to create a bunch of deep underground bases where they have all this, like, highly top secret technology going on. Okay? And they are, like, figuring out how to do things like create infinite energy or do things like anti-gravity technology or inertia propulsion. They're learning how to do things like cloning and all sorts of crazy stuff, okay? This is like a global takeover. They're trying to create a new world order, right? They're trying to create a one world government. That means there's like over 180 countries involved in all this stuff, where they're monopolizing all the resources, all the labor in the country through the central banking system, okay? And that enslaves the whole country through debt to whoever owns a central bank, all right? Now, as they're researching all this stuff, as they're, you know, all this R&D, they're covering it up through top secret security clearances and through blackmail in the government, in the media, in entertainment, and stuff like that, so that the truth about these technologies never gets out, and they use these people like a smokescreen for all this other stuff that's behind the scenes. And this is going on all over the world, okay? The Swiss Alps are made like Swiss cheese with these freaking underground bases, okay? The United States has over, like, seriously, 150, 200 of these things, and that's small compared to some countries. Okay, some countries are so deeply infiltrated you can't move but 100 miles in any direction, and you got a deep underground base.
Okay, that's pretty much all true. The guy can have a talk show. He's very well spoken, and boy, does he know how to get attention in that outfit. And you know, I have some fun dressing up with a Joker sometimes to get attention. But the Q thing is problematic, and then he's in there in the middle of all this. I say, if you're a journalist, people go to the Capitol, go show what's happening. Well, there were National Geographic people there, everybody, Matt Bragg and Ryan Shotgun with us. But should it be Jake the Barbarian, or should it be Q Shaman? What should we call you, Jake?
You can just call me Jake, Alex. It's an honor to speak with you, sir.
Okay, well, an honor. I mean, I'm sure you're a great guy. You don't call off like a bad guy. But, I mean, if you say you're a listener, have you heard me warn this stuff that Q is not invincible and that Trump's in a lot of trouble?
You know, I have heard those warnings, but, you know, I'm of the belief that Q is military intelligence, and I have a lot of faith in the military and military intelligence.
Okay, well, I was, I literally talk to all the top people, okay, and they're all surrounded and cut off, and the Chi-Coms are taking over. They tell me we're in desperate straits, so that's why I kept trying to tell you guys, like, it's not being defeatist to tell America we're in trouble, need the general public to get involved. You understand that when the general public thinks everything's fine, they don't get involved. You understand? And so if there can be a silent takeover because they don't know, then that's a problem. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm quite proud of what happened on January 6th.
Okay, tell us how you're proud of it. Tell us what happened.
Well, first of all, we are talking about a government that is literally telling people when they can open their businesses, when they can see and hug their families, a government that is literally affecting the way, or trying to affect the way, that their citizens breathe. We're talking about a government that has literally given billions of dollars to foreign nations through the guise of a COVID relief bill, where they give billions of dollars to foreign nations, $600 to every American citizen, and then they hand the taxpayers the bill and say, oh, yeah, by the way, you're going to pay for all of it. So to me, that sounds like treason on, like, the highest level. And if we
No, I hear you. I think we have a right for a new Declaration of Independence. I just think it needs to be done if we can't fix things peacefully at the right time, right place. You can see how, though, Trump wants a 10-day investigation of fraud. We were about to get it. How storming the Capitol screwed all that up.
Well, I don't quite see it that way, Alex, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that, if anything, we sent a very clear message to the globalists and to the communists who have these puppet politicians, these parasites in our system. We sent a very clear message, and we did so peacefully, despite what the Mockingbird media says.
Well, it was mostly peaceful, and when the left takes over stuff, we're supposed to let them occupy whole buildings, whole areas. That's all legitimate argument, and people got killed there. And so I agree, you're not terrorist. I'm just saying, you know Antifa helped break down stuff and wanted this to happen. I mean, you know the deep state liked what happened, right? Because, I mean, I know you think it showed them who's boss and all the rest of it, but you get my perspective that Trump's now capitulating and all this? I mean, this is not good.
Well, everybody has their opinion, Alex, and in all honesty, I understand where you're coming from. I just don't quite fully agree with you.
Do you think Trump's in a secret location in Texas and everything, and it's a CG of him capitulating?
In all honesty, I believe in Occam's razor, Alex, and, I only talk about things that I know for certain I can prove, or things that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt are real.
Stay there. You're a very interesting guy. We got to get you back on as a guest more. Don't hang up. Matt Bracken's here. He's an author, researcher. You may know who he is. Matt, do you have any comments for the Q Shaman?
Yeah, I think that that Q, even if it was started by a private guy, you know, pretending to be an insider, that was taken over pretty quickly as a useful tool to feed disinformation. Because it absolutely hinders and cripples the patriots. Because they're all thinking that Trump is playing, you know, 4D chess, and no matter what, they're just saying he did it on purpose. There's a reason, and he's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat, and we're going to win in the end.
And then I talked to Trump, and Roger does recently, and Trump's like, what do we do, Alex? It's terrible, Alex. What do we do when there's this fraud? Trump's a regular guy, folks. He's not frickin' Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
And he's cut off from the intel. People are saying, why doesn't he declassify all this material? Because he can't. Nobody will declassify.
They're warehouses of information. If the bureaucrats want to do it for you, they have trouble getting it.
This is why he didn't go to Camp David this weekend. He might not have been let back into the White House. If he went to Texas, or, you know, much less, not even Camp David, he's afraid if he gets on the helicopter and goes anywhere, he won't be let back in. You know, now he's just worried about finishing out his term.
That's right.
Not being taken out in a straitjacket under.
That's right. He didn't leave because of an Iranian threat. I was confirmed. They were talking 25th Amendment the week before last because of this rally. That's why he went back to the White House. You're damn right.
And this would have been the greatest victory for the Patriots if the message of January 6th was rotor quad drone shots of a million people waving, you know, American flags and Trump flags. That would have been powerful. That would have showed our power. But instead, it's these guys that went into the Capitol and just basically took a dump in the punch bowl.
And they're feeling good because they're all over TV everywhere. But let's see. Let's talk to the Q Shaman. Maybe he says Occam's razor, maybe as a shaman. He will tell us about the Guder Dhammarung and the Battle of the Gods. Okay, so we're going to find out about that on the other side. Stay with us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Matt Bracken's riding shotgun with us. Enemies Fire Domestic.com, Alex Jones. And look, Jake the Barbarian, you're a very well-spoken guy. Let's think about the Q thing. You're talking about the Federal Reserve, the New World Order, secret technologies. All this is real. But then it's like, oh, Q is why we know about it. No, we know about it because of Klingon Skousen. We know about it because of Ron Paul. We know about it, you know, because of Carol Quigley being a criminal and admitting it all. We know about it because of Matt Bracken. It's not about the credit. We're all public people. I mean, I was dialed in with highest levels of the U.S. Army intelligence, okay, was with us in D.C., really worried about everything. We're sitting there making phone calls you wouldn't believe. And it's not like these people have all this great power either. They're regular people just like you. And this is all out of control. There's not magic groups in control. There's media influencing and the giant communist Chinese, the closest thing there is to government power. Where they just snap their fingers and fake their currency, put 3 million people in death camps. That's why Justin Trudeau said, I admire the dictatorship of Xi Jinping. I want that. Because, yeah, Mao Zedong could say, put 100 million peasants in the city and watch half of them die. Yeah, he could do that. Or, yeah, Hitler could say, invade Russia and kill millions of people. Yeah, he did it. He could say, bomb London. It happened. But I'm telling you, in the American system, part of our strength is we're so diversified and we can't get stuff done in a way so individuals have freedom. And I'm trying to explain it to you folks that this esoteric stuff about magic and it's all handled. And I'm literally, you know, with General Flynn, the former head of Defense Intelligence, and all these Green Berets and Sergeant Majors from Delta Force separate from Flynn and all of it, dude. All of the CIA feeds coming in. They don't know what's going on. And that's what I keep trying to explain to you is I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to stop ranting. Go ahead, Q Shaman. Tell me what's coming next then. I want to believe it. Where is Trump? You think this is a devastating victory you just had at the Capitol? Explain to me and bring me up to the level of a Q Shaman.
Well, first of all, allow me to say that I am not Antifa. I am not BLM. I know that there's rumors floating around online, probably disinformation agents spreading disinformation. So start with there. I'm a Q supporter, a QAnon digital soldier of sorts.
Sure, sure. Yes, I know. They're saying that we said you were Antifa so they could block out the real Antifa that got caught there. Confirmed. No, we know you're not Antifa. What are you? Are you a Norseman? Or are you a Q shaman? What are you?
I am a shamanic practitioner. Okay, I'm a spiritual warrior. And if you really want to know what's really going on, what is really going on is we are changing the quantum realm, sir. This is spiritual warfare. And if we understand that DC is built on ley lines, electromagnetic ley lines, and we understand that, yes, the Satanists, the Luciferians, the globalists, the nihilists, the Nazis, these people that have infiltrated our government are practicing black magic. They are doing evil, sick, satanic ceremonies and rituals where they're sacrificing children and drinking blood and all that stuff. And the hub of it is in DC, in London, and in the Vatican. If we understand that these things are like acting beacons for this low-frequency demonic energy, then we can really...
Okay, brother, I know the globalists are into weird stuff. I'm trying to explain to you. Q told us that Trump was invincible and Hillary was in a prison, right? So I'm saying, is Trump was going to be there in 12 days then?
I'm answering your question, interrupting. So here's the thing. Because the Washington, D.C. is built on ley lines, right? It's built on the electromagnetic ley lines of the Earth. When we ended up going to D.C., when we were shouting USA, when we're shouting freedom, when we're shouting four more years, we are literally affecting the quantum realm. Because
we're like pygmies dancing around a fire or Navajo doing a ghost dance. It's going to make the white man go away?
Because sound supersedes electromagnetic activity, okay? Now, by marching into the Capitol, by affecting the quantum realm in that way, we actually took back the Capitol building for God. I said a prayer inside the Senate. I sang my shamanic song inside the Senate, and I broke up all that negative.
Okay, so you're like give us your shamanic song right now on the air.
Or do you want to talk? Because I'll just let you talk.
No. I'm learning. Occam's razor is a shamanic.
Then do me a favor and let me finish my
I'm going to let you finish, but let's. Matt Bracken's here as well. We're now learning the secret of Q power. He is a Q priest. It is a religion. Everything's fine, Matt Bracken.
I don't know about all that. Listen, dude, shamanism is the oldest religion in the world. They use singing, drumming, dancing, and they use elaborate, dress, you know, the headdress, the face paint.
And you saw
like
how
that.
It ended up
to
for
word
everybody.
On evil spirits to change the quantum realm through sound, through electromagnetic activity, and through...
Hey, Owen Schroyer has a question for you, and he's coming up after I leave, if you want to talk to him. Hold on.
Body.
I understand magical powers.
No, it's not about magic, dude. We're talking
My Little Pony.
Here, Alex. We're talking about physics. Okay, yeah. This is physics.
Let Matt Bracken talk
quantum
here.
Quantum entanglement.
You are a shamanic wizard. We get that. I'm asking you with your wizard powers why you were able to know that Q was the answer. Tell me.
Okay, Q is the highest levels of the military and the intelligence community, disseminating above top secret information to patriots in our republic. This is full disclosure, so we can take back our country from the communists and the globalists who are attempting to...
Why does Trump leave Julian Assange in prison?
So they can bring it down.
Why does he leave Julian Assange in prison when he's the real Q-type person?
You keep interrupting me, Alex. I love you, dude. I love you, but you got to let me talk.
Highest level military intelligence. Tell me more about it.
Are you waiting for your turn to speak, sir? Are you listening? Are you
tell me about the highest level military intelligence.
Okay, so Q is military intelligence disseminating above top secret information to patriots in our republic so we can take back our country from communists and globalists who have infiltrated our government at some of the highest levels so that they could bring America down from within. This is infiltration instead of invasion. They're doing this so they can create a new world order, one world government where America's wiped off the map and they try to get rid of our constitution based
on...
I
know about the new world order. Q tells us... The Almighty Q Lord, and you are his priest, tells us everything's fine. So does the...
I'm not saying everything's fine. You're interrupting me.
Put him on pause. I can't handle this guy. I don't know if he's for real or whether he's hiring a kite, Matt Bracken, but this is crazy talk. And this is what I'm talking about. So you got a bunch of Antifa leading Q-tards into the Capitol, and they believe it's a fabulous victory for him.
Yeah, this is kind of reminding me of the Lakota Sioux in 1891. They thought that if they wore the magic, if they wore the magic bead vest, and
yes, the Sioux. I was saying the Hopi. I was right. It's the Sioux that did the ghost dance. Guys, show the Sioux doing the ghost dance. There's photos of it. Show it.
Yeah, and they thought that if they did the ghost dance, then the soldiers' bullets would just go through them because they would win, and the white man would disappear. So if you're a shaman who is leading the ghost dance, there's only two options. You know, you're either insane because you're about to get your people massacred, or you're working for the other side and you want your people to get massacred. But this is really, I mean, imagine people followed into the Capitol because they believed in Q, and Q is shamanism, we're told. I mean, I'm old enough to have seen these hoaxes that were believed for a long time. I remember in the 70s, a guy named Carlos Castaneda's wrote these books called The Tales of Don Juan, where he swore it was true that he met a Yaqui Indian who gave him peyote and taught him how to fly. I don't mean just like a trip, but I mean to literally fly. And people believed it, and they were followers of Carlos Castaneda's for years and years. It turned out he made it all up. It was all BS. There was the Howard Hughes Clifford Irving diary. That was accepted as fact. It was all BS. There was the Hitler diaries. There was a guy named Ulsterman and DC Insider that was sort of like before Q, where he was swearing that he had the inside skinny from, you know, deep in the White House bunker.
And so now we are directly distilled down to literal ghost dancing with a dude wearing a Blackfoot Indian outfit telling us this. This is what we've now reached.
And he's got the pipeline to the highest levels of military intelligence. How did that work out for General Flynn? You know, if the highest levels of military intelligence were, you know, assuring Trump's ultimate victory, why didn't they save General Flynn? You know, this is a way to keep patriots just on the couch thinking it's all taken care of.
I hear you. Matt Bracken, stay there. I'm going to do five more minutes with you and the guest. And I'm not trying to be mean to the guest. If Owen wants to have him on, he's welcome to have him. Or if he can have the guy back, we'll let him talk because it's very entertaining. It's just that it's like I tell this guy, like, hey, I'm dialed into all that stuff, okay? And they don't know what's going on. Nobody does. He's just like, highest level military intelligence. Highest level military intelligence. I mean, it doesn't even, like, I tell people, like, real stuff, like, this is going to happen. Oh, Trump next week will have a thing on the ellipse. What? No one's been out for 5 days. It's all real. Who cares if you talk to Trump? We talk to the highest levels of military intelligence. You know? And so it's just so frustrating to sit there and watch our people wake up, but then believe the charlatan garbage. All right, I'm gonna relax. I need funding. I'm in the real world, not funded by George Soros, the New World Order. Preparewithalex.com. I might extend it through Monday. I'm trying to twist their arm before the prices go up. $850 off your supplies of food and a bunch of other high-quality deals. Infowarsstore.com has the regular sales, but by going to preparewithalex.com, I can legally, with that URL, with a corporate agreement with them, go below any of their other distributors. So it's the last big sale of last year. Now here it is. But that's it. Infowarsstore.com. Get your food now while you can. Preparewithalex.com. And we've got all the other great stuff. Winter Sun back in stock. X2, Supermel Vitality, Living Defense. I want to thank you all for your support. All our enemies are facts.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.